here's a story from The World.
Today, leaders in the European Union are laying out their vision for how they want to regulate artificial intelligence. They unveiled a landmark proposal that's been in the works for years. It sets forth rules on how AI should be developed and deployed. The EU hopes to have the global standard on AI regulation, but as The World's Lydia Emanuelidou reports, many say they don't go far enough to preventing the technology from being abused.
One example of the kind of AI technology we're talking about is a police system being deployed here in Greece. Under a so-called smart policing program, some officers are getting portable facial recognition devices.
They will use these devices on the spot in police stops to identify individuals.
Lefteris Heliudakis with the digital rights organization Homo Digitalis in Athens says systems like this are really dangerous. They're notoriously inaccurate and could lead to false arrests. Bias is built into them and they could reinforce racist policing practices. And they could be abused, like for mass surveillance. With its proposal today, the European Commission wants to set some rules around how technologies like this are created and deployed.
The higher the risk that a specific use of AI may cause to our lives, the stricter the rule.
Europe's top digital official, Margrethe Vestager, said today that under the new proposal, AI systems would be classified into four different categories. On one end, you'll have minimal to no risk systems, like email filters that flag spam. Others will be high risk, because the decisions they make impact people's lives dramatically.
We are, for example, talking about artificial intelligence that filter through candidates' application to get a job.
Systems that banks use to determine mortgage eligibility would also fall in this category. The Commission wants these technologies to meet certain requirements when they're built and to get special oversight when they're deployed. And then there are certain things the Commission wants to prohibit altogether, including AI systems that manipulate people's behavior and cause harm.
It can be a case where a toy that uses voice assistance to manipulate a child in doing something dangerous.
This proposal is not a done deal. First, it'll be debated by members of the European Parliament, some of whom are not happy with what was introduced today. Patrick Breyer is an MEP from Germany with the Greens group. He says some key measures are missing from the proposal.
We need a clear ban on biometric and other forms of mass surveillance.
The Commission is proposing banning some facial recognition and other surveillance, but Breyer and others say there are too many loopholes and exemptions that essentially create a legal basis for the use of these technologies. He says the EU has a chance to set itself apart on AI regulation.
What matters is not to be the first when it comes to AI, but to be dealing with it the best.
EU leaders are trying to take a different approach than the US and China, which are both considered AI superpowers. The US government has been mostly hands-off on regulating AI, at least at the federal level, leaving private companies to make decisions. The Chinese government has backed AI companies and used their technology to create vast surveillance systems. The EU says it wants to take a human-centered approach to AI.
I think to put democratic values at the core and humans at the core is the right approach.
Alexandra Giese is another member of the European Parliament, also from Germany with the Greens. She too has concerns that the proposal doesn't go far enough to restrict dangerous uses of AI. But she says she's also thinking about how the technology can be harnessed for good.
And I think in Europe, we can be very strong on artificial intelligence applications that promote sustainability, that combat climate change.
She mentions AI systems for modeling climate change or ones that can be used to manage smart electricity grids. She says she'll be working to make sure the regulation promotes this kind of innovation. And she hopes the EU can set a path that other countries will follow. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.